Welcome to Riscario Insider, episode 42. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary for the wealthy. These days, there's plenty of talk about financial literacy. This time, we look at three reasons why it eludes us. Let's start with a quotation from Robertson Davies. "Although I am almost illiterate mathematically, I grasped very early in life that anyone who can count to 10 can count upward indefinitely if he is fool enough to do so." Yes, we want to make good financial decisions. Yes, we have the capability. However, universal financial literacy remains beyond our grasp for three reasons. 1. Trouble reading. 2. Trouble perceiving. 3. Human frailty. Let's examine them in order. Trouble reading. About 1 in 7 Americans can't read. About 40% of Canadian adults can't read at the level of a high school graduate. Of this group, 15% have serious problems with any printed materials. Maybe they can handle Dr. Seuss, but that won't get them far in life. Albert Einstein said, "Do not worry about your problems with mathematics. I can assure you mine are far greater." While literacy results are bad, numeracy is even worse. According to the 2003 International Adult Literacy and Skills Survey, 55% of Canadians have inadequate math skills. Other countries have issues too. Business Week reports that Americans are functionally illiterate. The University of Michigan found that only 18% of boomers could solve a simple question involving compound interest. Unfortunately, I can't find that question to share with you. Even if you're comfortable with words and numbers, you may make the wrong decisions. Trouble perceiving. Let's look at snack food and fast food. Look, I said, not eat. You're overwhelmed with layers of flavors and sensations, smooth and crunchy, sweet and bitter, hot and cold, hard and soft. This makes food harder to resist. We eat based on the size of the plate. If it's on the plate, we think it'll fit in our bellies. Our bellies expand to accommodate us. Financial products are hard to compare, which complicates our decisions. What is the cost of a floating rate mortgage compared with a fixed rate mortgage? How much does your credit card really charge you in a year, reflecting annual fees, surcharges on exchange rates, interest penalties for late payments? How would this compare if you had a different credit card? I met someone who pays an annual fee of $400 for a credit card because of perceived rewards. We're better at perceiving change that's linear than geometric. The pattern 1, 2, 3, 4 makes more sense to us than 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. But the latter is closer to real life. Compounding interest works for us when saving and against us when borrowing. An interest rate of 1% compounded monthly is higher than 12% a year. If a mutual fund earns 9% over a year and charges a management expense ratio of 2%, you'd expect a net return of 7%. You'll get something different, though, because the fund value fluctuates daily and the management expense is typically deducted daily, which is a compounding effect also. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you'll see links to other challenges from earlier posts. For example, do you understand compound interest? What's $1 million after tax on investment growth? And does your life expectancy exceed 1 billion seconds? Human frailty. Businesses make money from our weaknesses. Naturally, they propose their products as the solutions for us. Napoleon Hill identified our 6 basic fears in 1937, and they're still with us. Education helps us fight temptation. Discipline keeps us on track. Financial planning involves immediate pain for long-term gain. We feel the pain of saving now, but have difficulty visualizing the benefits of secure retirement income decades later. We think we can start saving later, which means we lose the substantial benefits of compounding growth. Get smart. Ontario students will learn financial literacy from grades 4 to 12 starting in 2011. That's great since habits start young. However, we can change at any age. There's a video from accountants that gives helpful basics. If you go to the blog post, you'll see links to that. You can also learn from financial bloggers, your advisors, and others you trust. You just need the spark of desire to start. You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.